Today, Chief Minister M.K. Stalin chaired an all-party meeting in Chennai, rallying 58 parties against the 2026 population-based delimitation, fearing a loss of Lok Sabha seats. A resolution was actually passed over there as well. The BJP wasn't present at the meeting. Joining us now, Dr. Syed Hafiz, spokesperson of the DMK. I'm also joined by Ashwathaman Alimuthu, the state secretary of the Tamil Nadu BJP. Thanks very much for being with us. Mr. Alimuthu, let me come to you first. On the issue of the BJP boycotting the meeting, why did your party choose to dismiss and boycott the all-party meeting on delimitation, despite its significance to Tamil Nadu's parliamentary representation? Would that potentially work against the BJP? Could you clarify your party's stance?
Sir, actually, that strategy and very practice of DMK is diverting the real issues by putting imaginary issues. Actually, they wanted to seek the common conscience and media attraction. They are wanted to divert the issue, which are all the happening really. They are notional and they are creating some illusions. They are creating some fake narratives. That are all the strategies we don't want to go into that fake narrative. That is the reason we are avoiding. Actually, if you fight with a real person, you can win or opposite person can win. If you throw your sword into the air, that fight will not going to be end. Ultimately, your energy will be wasted. That is the strategy of DMK. It is that this problem, the delimitation problem, and as well as that three language issues, all are imaginary issues which are put by DMK to diverting tactics. As a diverting tactics, various problems we are facing.
Okay. All right, sir, I get your point that you say that the DMK is diverting the real issues. Let me put that across to Dr. Hafiz. A reply to that. But beyond the issue of delimitation, what practical alternatives beyond opposing population-based delimitation, what is specific and workable as an alternative according to you?
See, first of all, these are not diversionary tactics. If it is diversionary tactics, then I think the BJP should explain why NDA partners are being part of the diversionary tactics which the DMK is playing. Today, alliance of the BJP are with us. They encourage, they welcome the resolution passed by the chief minister. So hence, it is not diversionary practice. Just because BJP does not have a concrete reason to stand with the people of Tamil Nadu, just like how they do it in the past, they cannot call it a diversionary tactics. Why it is not a diversionary tactics? Because 2026, the constitution mandates delimitation. How is that imaginary? How is that imaginary when there is a serious concern, legitimate concern about the representation of a state being cut down? How is it imaginary? You have to come up and give us a responsible answer, give a commitment saying that the percentage of share that the Tamil Nadu has in the dynamics of power in the center will not alter. That is the simple demand of the state of Tamil Nadu, which is legitimate because it has followed a population control policy promoted by the union government. Where is imagination in that? See, the point is simple. The demand of Tamil Nadu, the demand of the DMK and the government of the day is simple. It is 7.2% today, the number of parliaments when compared to the national level. Our simple demand is keep it at 7.2%. We are okay with making 100 or 1,000 or 2,000 parliamentary seats, but our request is if it goes according to the population, the percentage would come down to 5 or 5.2, okay, which will affect the prospectus and the rights of a state which has followed a policy in the national interest, whereas the states which have not followed policy in the national interest, rather has become a burden on the union government, will get rewarded.
Okay, Dr. Hafiz, I get your point. And let me put that, take that across to Mr. Alimuthu. Mr. Alimuthu, on the issue of federal equity, that's what he's talking about. If population-based delimitation proceeds and northern states gain more seats, in fact, they would gain more seats, a whopping number of additional seats, how does the BJP justify to southern states like Tamil Nadu, which have adhered to national population control policies? How will you convince these states without undermining the federal balance which now exists?
Sir, actually, first of all, there is no proposal, there is no draft or bill or something revealed, how do they come to the conclusion it should be purely on population basis? Or if there is any other criteria or other scale can be fixed or not, how can they get the information, sir? Our Honorable Home Minister says that that seats is going to be increased. There is no chance or possibilities to reduce the seats. Threshold stage, M.K. Stalin says that the Tamil Nadu MP seats will reduce 39 to 31. Now they are changed their stand. Because, see, if you protest based on the reasons should not be changed. You are changing your reasons. So you fix your mind to diverting issues, imaginary issues. You have to make your mindset to protest. Then you are adding or changing the reasons. First threshold stage, you are saying, sir, 39 to 39, it is going to be reduced, sir. But Home Minister clearly says, no, it will not reduce. It is going to increase. Then what is the problem now? How you say that, sir, it is purely on population basis? Sir, it is purely on other basis. How do you say that?
In fact, let me ask Dr. Hafiz that question. Are you playing politics on an emotive issue, Dr. Hafiz, ahead of the next state assembly elections in Tamil Nadu? That's the allegation. You are playing politics. Because it is an emotive issue.
No, this is not at all politics. See, the BJP is again not answering on language issues where your own Kendra Vidyalaya schools are not having Tamil teachers. They will not answer on that. That is apparent that NEP is discriminatory towards Tamil. We have a reason. It's not reasonless of the DMK to raise
an issue. No, but focus on delimitation.
Like when it comes to, no. I'm coming back to delimitation. Let me tell you on delimitation. There are possible scenarios if it goes according to the population. Either with the existing 543 as the 2001 and the 76 resolution amendment of the constitution has frozen the seat. If you go purely on the population basis, we are going to lose 8 seats. If you are going to increase the seats to
XYZ all that
number,
I understand, Dr. Hafiz, I understand your logic. I completely understand your logic. The BJP makes a simple point that it's not going to happen.
That is not going to happen.
So Amit Shah says southern states will get a fair share.
See.
You are assuming it's going to happen when the BJP says that it's not necessarily going to.
What is a fair share? Will our increase be proportional increase to that of the northern states?
Southern states will not lose Lok Sabha seats.
7.2%. Not losing Lok Sabha seats. My point is 7.2%.
No, I understand what your point is. But Amit Shah has nowhere said. I understand your logic. I understand, and let's be very clear for our viewers, if delimitation according to the existing model on population goes up, a state like Tamil Nadu, which has done very well in population control, will gain perhaps only about 2 additional Lok Sabha seats, whereas a state like Uttar Pradesh, which has done very poorly on population control, might go up with 80 seats because of proportion according to population. Therefore, you feel that your representation in parliament is going to be much lower, and representation is what India is all about. You want more, every state does. Now, I'm just making a simple question to you, Dr. Hafiz, the point is this. Amit Shah has said quite clearly this isn't necessarily going to happen. In fact, he said it's not going to happen.
No, okay. Then let him make a more clear statement saying that 7.2% of share which the Tamil Nadu shares in the power dynamics of the union government will not change.
Okay.
That is a simple demand.
All right. So you want more clarity. Okay, let me put that across to Mr. Ali Muthu.
Exactly.
Mr. Ali Muthu, is
saying
that acceptable? More clarity from the Prime Minister, the Home Minister, on what the formula is which will be followed. Because there will be delimitation. The question is, how is it going to be done?
Sir, if some query raised on based on the citations or any document, we can answer. How can I answer your imaginary stories? How can I answer your diverting tactics, diverting from the real issues, law and order issues, and women's safety issues, drug issues, that the CM meeting, the people compelled and dumped into the load vehicle, 4% died last week. That are all the real issues going on in Tamil Nadu. Even that three language policy also, he is speaking unwanted and fake report, fake report. Where did they get the report that KVK, in all KV suits there is no Tamil teachers? Only
right.
I can that parent did not ask for Tamil teachers because all are Hindi parents.
All right, look, we've run out of time on this debate. I'd like to thank you both very much for being with us. We will, I suspect, be doing a lot more of this in the days ahead.